Culture.
Stand-up comedy. Seriously funny. Phil Wang's jokes take on controversial subjects with nuance as well as wit.
During his stand-up set at the London Palladium, Phil Wang explored his mixed heritage. His mother is British, his father is Chinese-Malaysian, his love of unusual delicacies and his enthusiasm for male contraception. He closed with some advice for these fractious and sensitive times, in particular on how to gauge whether or not it is morally acceptable to do another person's accent. First and foremost, he argued, the speaker must put in the time and effort to make the impression convincing. Beyond that, any country that has had an empire or was on the naughty side in the Second World War is fair game. This gets you more accents than you think, as well as many European ones. Chinese, Egyptian, Japanese, Russian and Turkish are permissible. Just the thought of such impersonations makes his left-leaning white friends queasy, he confided. Yet given their country's vaulting ambitions, for the Chinese at least, such neuroses are trivial, he insisted. After all, the eagle does not concern itself with the impressions of the worm. Mr. Wang is one of Britain's sharpest and most surprising stand-up comedians, widely known for his observations on race and the legacy of colonialism. The set he performed at the Palladium and elsewhere on his recent tour called Philly Philly, Wang Wang, was released on Netflix last year. He embarks on his first American tour with fresh material this month. His new memoir, Side Splitter, How to Be from Two Worlds at Once, includes incisive essays on language, cultural assimilation, and dating. Meanwhile, Bud Pod, a podcast co-hosted with Pierre Novelli, a fellow comedian, has exceeded 2 million downloads since its debut in 2019. His life and career are an accident of history, both grand and intimate. Britain controlled parts of the Malay Peninsula between the 18th and mid-20th centuries. It was exerting a softer kind of power by the time Mr. Wang's mother, an anthropologist, joined the voluntary service overseas. She was posted to northern Borneo, where she met Mr. Wang's father, a martial arts teacher. The comedian was born in 1990 in Stoke-on-Trent in central England, but his family returned to Malaysia soon afterwards. In his book, he interweaves their story with that of Kota Kinabalu, the city in which he grew up, and his attitude towards his own identity. For an enterprise so heavily associated with death, he writes, I ironically owe the British Empire my life.